The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Pushing across the timeline, left wing to Aarons. Gets it into the corner to Dowell. Dowell not looking to shoot. Gets it inside Zwiener. Zwiener spins towards the paint. One-hand jumper up and in.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Loomis as the Wolves welcome in the Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Loomis quickly into the front court. Taylor gets it to the trailer. That's Gray. He attacks the low block left side. The one-hand jumper up and in. Matt Gray.
The regular season wraps up for the girls' squads while the boys try to add another competitive game to the long-standing rivalry. It's the Bulldogs and Wolves coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Loomis right after this word for New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Loomis High School for the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, on this final Friday night of the regular season for doubleheaders in classes C and D. And the Pleasanton Bulldogs are on the road to take on the Loomis Wolves. And as we've said a couple of times throughout the night, the records aren't what they've always been. But, boy, this has been a great rivalry. And talking with some of the fans here, just talking with Mr. Billiter over here from Loomis, and you talk to some of the Pleasanton people, and we've talked about what's going on in D1 and D2. It goes cycles, so this is just the way it is. But when's the last time one of these two teams was not in the conference semifinals or finals, didn't have a winning record? It has been a long, long, long time. We're talking 20 years, maybe more, when Loomis had a couple down years, Pleasanton was really good. And, of course, before Pleasanton, they had a couple of down years in there as well. Loomis was really good. These two programs have always been towards the top of the Fort Kearney Conference. But right now, Overton is leading the way. Elm Creek kind of number two right now. And then it's really wide open after that. So we'll see how things play out tonight. Loomis 6-11, Pleasanton 4-12. And, of course, for the boys, it's not the end of the season. Loomis has a chance to end the regular season on a three-game winning streak because Maxwell, who they play next Friday, has just one win. Pleasanton, they play again tomorrow night at Bertrand, who's been in and out of the state rankings, and then they finish things off at home against Ansley Litchfield. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for the tip-off of tonight's boys' game. Don't forget, on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney High is taking on Lincoln Southwest in the girls' game. Kearney won it 53-37, and again earlier tonight, the number one team in the conference versus the number 10 team, and it went like you would expect. Loomis, no problem tonight, 72-16. We'll give you the boys starters right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank here in Kearney. First off for Pleasanton, number 15 is a 5'8 sophomore, Kale Miller. Number 31, a 5'11 senior, Dalton Hand. Number 33, a 5'9 senior, Clay Weber. Number 45, 5'6 sophomore, Brendan Axman. And number 55, 6'1 junior, John Colsheen. Head coach of the Bulldogs is Brandon Gavon, assisted by John Klosterman. Pleasanton 4-12. For Loomis, number 22, the 6-foot junior, Kelly Thorell. Number 24, 6-1 junior, Evan Dow. Number 30, 6-foot senior, Shane Sunquist. Number 32, 6-3 senior, Josh Earsome. And number 34, 6-6 senior, Matt Gray. Head coach of the Wolves, Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka. Loomis, 6-11 on the year. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off next.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
All is in the air, and Loomis controls the opening tip here against the Pleasanton man-to-man. And driving in, running over a couple of players is Josh Earsome, throws it up. It is no good. And I believe that's Cale Miller that came out of there with the rebound. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Cole Sheen trapped in the right-hand corner, and they're going to call him for a walk as he tries to get out of there. First turnover of the ball game on the first possession of the ball game here for Pleasanton. Again, Loomis has won three of their last five games. Alma, SEM, Eustace Farnham losing to Axtell and to Elm Creek, and has a two-point loss to Axtell, so they're probably playing their best ball of the year. And for Pleasanton, just those four wins, but they have all been since the holiday tournament. Jumper in the corner by the Wolves is no good that time. The rebound brought down by John Colsheen. And trying to trap the ball in the backcourt. A good job here by the Athletic Wolves, but they can't make the steal. Picked up by Clay Weber. Weber forces it underneath to Cale Miller, and he gets run over. This is going to be a bigger Loomis team, and that's where you're going to see the difference in this game. Can Loomis do some things inside? They haven't had as much success as you would think inside this year. The foul is called on Evan Dow. Inbounds pass is a three for Miller, and he hits it. Cale Miller grabs it, shoots it, scores it, and Pleasanton with the first bucket. Loomis fast break the other way. The shot's no good. Offensive put back by Sunquist, I believe it is. No good. No, excuse me. That's Kelly Thorell. They're at the far end, and I was shielded from the play, but Thorell with the offensive rebound. He's fouled. He gets two free throws. Miller with the foul. And the first free throw is in and out, no good. Loomis has not been a good free throw shooting team this year, and they are led by Shane Sunquist offensively. When Shane has a good game, they have a good game. Second free throw is good for Kelly Thorell, and Loomis is on the board, 3-1. And if Pleasanton's going to have success, they're going to have to handle this pressure. And ooh, a dangerous roll up in the backcourt, and we have got a player down for Pleasanton, and hopefully okay. The foul is on Josh Earsome. He went for the steal, and something you would see more in a football game. He rolled right up on the legs of Dalton Hand. And Hand is going to limp off the floor, but I think he's going to be okay. It doesn't look like one of those things where he's got a bad injury, but they're going to look at him real quick here. And checking into the ball game in his place will be Blake Eckhout. So Hand injured here with 6:40 to go, and turnover Pleasanton as it tipped away from behind by the Loomis pressure. Sunquist with it out on the right wing. Shane gets the man-to-man, swings it over on the left side to Matt Gray. Gray back over on the right side, driving in, taking the one-hand runner is Sunquist. No good. Offensive rebound, though, back up and in by Matt Gray. Talking before the game with Pleasanton coach Brandon Cavani, says we can't allow them two and three shots. Pull up three in transition at the other end is no good by Brendan Axman. Offensive rebound, he tracked it down. Another opportunity here for the Bulldogs. Axman with it on the left side of the key. Guarded out there by Evan Dow. Zone defense by Loomis. Another three, Axman. That one won't go. Rebound pulled down by Kelly Thorell. Up the floor they come. Give it off to Matt Gray. Gray attacks the lane. Left-hand runner, no good. Offensive rebound, Thorell fouled again. So this is what happened to the Pleasanton girls. They gave up multiple opportunities on the offensive end. And that's what Loomis has already attacked here, as the foul is called on Clay Weber, his first. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good for Thorell. And Loomis takes the lead at 4-3. Checking in here for the Wolves, Lane Asp and Evan Dow will come out. Also coming in, Josh Taylor. Second free throw, Thorell up and in. He's hit 3 of 4, and we've got a timeout called by Pleasanton. 5:45 to go here in quarter number one. It's 5-3 Loomis. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars pizza available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. 5-3 Loomis, 5:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. Coach Kavan saw something that he wanted to change up as Weber tries to dish it inside to Eckhout. The ball stolen away. Third steal, coast to coast. Sundquist dishes it off at the last minute. Shot no good. Ball is tapped out to Josh Taylor. He'll take an 18-footer, no good. And Eckhout will grab the loose ball here for the Bulldogs. Up the floor comes Weber. And trapping everywhere right now is Loomis. So they clear it to the top of the circle to Axman. High post Colesheen, right back to Brennan. Over to Weber. Weber drives to the left baseline. Runs into Matt Gray. Has to get it back out on the wing. Pleasanton's going to have success from the outside tonight. As Weber takes a 16-footer, no good. Rebound, Kelly Thorelli's already got four of them. Two of them on the offensive glass. Gray takes it back outside to Asp. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. No good. And a fight for the loose ball. It's saved there by Matt Gray. Kicks it out for a three. It is no good. And a player hits the ground. They're going to call a jump. Arrow pointing the way of Brendan Axman and the Pleasanton Bulldogs. He was the one that had part of that one. Don't forget tomorrow, bright and early at 8:30, all the way until the final tip-off at 9, the 6th annual Heartland Hoops Classic exclusively on Platte River Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. First three games on ESPN, and then the next three on the Breeze, 94.5, then back here on Classic. It's Colesheen, reverse layup, no good. Sundquist on the block. Colesheen got it back, his shot, no good. Josh Earsom with the rebound. Loomis wants to run. Sundquist back out to Earsom, and now they'll slow it down to the half court. Asp back over to Sundquist. Back to the basket at the free throw line. Kicks it to the right wing. Nothing there. Sundquist, one drive. Lost the handle on the way up. Just kind of throws it underneath there. Ends up in the hands of Josh Earsom. His putback is no good. And then a foul called on Earsom trying to get the ball back. That'll be his second. So not a lot of offense early on. It's 5-3 Loomis. 4:04 to go here in the first quarter of play. And Earsom will come out. And Matt Gray will re-enter. Axman quickly catches it in the corner. He knows he doesn't want to get trapped. Gives it right back to Cale Miller. Outlet pass knocked away by Loomis. Stepping out of bounds was Matt Gray. I think Coach Steve Johnson thought he got a little help and got pushed out of bounds. So it will be Pleasanton ball at midcourt. Lob it in there to Caleb Eckel, who has checked in, a freshman for the Bulldogs. And falling down as he tries to get to the hoop, Cale Miller. That's just unfortunate, trying to come to a quick stop, and his sneakers wouldn't hold out. In now for Loomis is Morgan Patterson. So Coach Johnson, using a lot of his bench here in the first quarter, Pleasanton only has 10 kids suited total. And so not a lot of choices there for Coach Vaughn. As the steal is made, nice steal that time by Weber. Doesn't have the numbers, gives it to Colesheen, the trailer, and he will score. John Colesheen ties this ball game up at 5. First bucket in 3 minutes for Pleasanton. Nice job by Weber. That was the first Loomis turnover. Here's a three by Gray in the right-hand corner. Thought about going in, but didn't. Ball saved in. Axman has it. Brennan to the other end. Pulls up from 10. No good. He had to pull up from 10. It was 1-on-3. Rebound brought down by Matt Gray. Gray kicks it into the corner. Holding on to it is Josh Taylor. Up top to Patterson. Back over on the right wing, putting the ball on the floor, driving in. Dow puts the jumper up, no good. Rebound brought down by Cale Miller, and then a foul. Now let's see who it goes on. Did they call it a steal and a foul, or did they just call it a foul? I think they called it a steal and then a foul on Cale Miller, his second. So it will be Loomis ball underneath their own hoop, each team with three fouls, each team with a person with two. Here's some for Loomis, Miller here for Pleasanton. 5-5, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, as the ball is kicked. Again tomorrow night. Following wrestling, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Northwest, Boys Town, Norfolk Catholic, Omaha Central, and Oak Hill Academy here on Classic Hits. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. Gray throws it in, comes in. They get it right back to him. He turns around from 10, puts it up, won't go. Rebound number three for Cale Miller. And after the first couple of minutes, Pleasanton's doing a better job on the boards. Outlet pass, Miller, top of the key, and throws it right at Cole Sheen's ankles. John didn't have a chance at that one. And turnover number six. Dow to throw it in, and back in is Sundquist. Also out there is Matt Gray, along with Morgan Patterson and Kelly Thoreau. Three-pointer on the way by Dow. No good. 0-3 from the outside. Rebound to freshman Caleb Echol. He looks for a point guard, gets it to Axman. Axman throws it over the top. Deflected, but Cole Sheen grabs it. And Pleasanton now just wants to settle it down. Axman, top of the circle, fires the three. It's going to be short. Ball deflected off the hands of Miller and out of bounds. So Loomis will get the ball back. Again, we will have district wrestling coverage of the finals of the D3 meet tomorrow from Cambridge here on Classic Hits 98.9. And following that, the Heartland Hoops Classic. We will also have Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN 1460 and 1550. They've changed the call here and given the ball to Pleasanton. The officials confirm, and they change the call. Three-pointer on the way by Echol, no good. Long rebound comes out to Morgan Patterson. Patterson hustles it up the floor, leaves it off for Dow on the left wing. Dribbles all the way to the right wing to Sundquist. Brings it into the paint, out to Gray. Gray up on Cole Sheen, double team, tries to force it underneath, and it's knocked out of bounds by Axman. So for the first time, we saw a lot of quick ball movement there by Loomis. Still couldn't get the shot. Good job by the Pleasanton defense as Josh Taylor comes in. And Matt Gray will get a breather. Inbounds pass to Kelly Thoreau in the left-hand corner. Ball fake, drives, turns, and kicks it back out to Patterson. Top of the circle. Sundquist really hasn't gotten involved. Now he decides to drive. Has it knocked out of his hands by Axman, and out of bounds it goes. Loomis will try again. 5-5 is all with a minute 41 to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Morgan Patterson. He launches the 18-footer. It's good. Patterson will break the tie, 7-5. Loomis. Baseball pass. Colsheen's open at the other end. Takes it in. Left. Good. John Colsheen didn't even have to dribble it. And Colsheen with his second bucket to answer it at 7. As Sundquist brings it up the floor. Stops at the right wing. Up top, down. Couple of left-handed dribbles. Gives it to Taylor. And Taylor shuffles the feet before he puts the ball on the floor. The second Loomis turnover. And Lane Asp now checks into the ball game. 1:15 remaining here in the first quarter. 7-7 your score. And it will be a long pass again down to Cole Sheen, who scores and is fouled. So Pleasanton has just decided to go with the bomb right now to break the press. And Cole Sheen with six in a row here. A chance to make it a three-point lead for the Bulldogs, and it's the second foul on Evan Dow. This was working early in the quarter, overplaying the backcourt, overplaying the ball. Now Pleasanton has found a way to break it. Colsheen's free throw is no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Weber. Reverse layup, tough shot, no good. Rebound, Shane Sundquist. Sundquist, coast-to-coast, pulls up right baseline, uses the glass. It's in and out, no good. Rebound by the Bulldogs, trying to find his way out of that double team is Axman, and he does. Up ahead to Weber. Now a three on the way. No good by Echol. And a long rebound. He follows his shot, and Caleb has it to Axman. Over to Weber. The lefty three is no good. Players on the floor. Rebound brought down by Evan Dow. So the pace is a lot different than we saw in the first 3 minutes. Sundquist had a way off balance three. I think he changed his mind in mid-shot. Loomis grabs the loose ball, and Kelly Thorell, five rebounds, and is fouled again on an offensive putback. Cole Sheen with his first. Can't really blame John. That shot by Sundquist is one he would not want to watch again on tape. You don't see that from Sheen very often, and so Cole Sheen had the rebounding position, but he didn't want to have the right position on that one. It was so far off. Thorell's free throw no good, and checking in, Morgan Patterson. Tuesday, sub-district girls basketball from Grand Island Northwest as the free throw's up and in. Starts with Minden against Gibbon, then Kearney Catholic plays St. Paul. 5:45. Outlet pass, Cole Sheen again, and this time Sundquist does block the shot. Second block for Sundquist, and up the floor comes Loomis, trailing 9-8 with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Patterson up top. Morgan hit a bucket for the last points here for Loomis. Over to Taylor, or to Asp, excuse me. 12 seconds. They want to get it to Sundquist. They do. Weber reaches in, knocks it away. Tried to get the steal, but can't finish it. Now Sundquist comes inside. Cole Sheen blocks the shot. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that is the end of the first quarter of play as Axman can't get the shot off before the horn. So, it is a rivalry game that's within 1 point after the first quarter. Pleasanton 9 and Loomis 8. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Loomis will get the ball to start the second quarter here, trailing 9-8. And on ESPN, the Kearney boys trail 21-16 to Lincoln Southwest after one quarter. Three-pointer here, no good by Taylor. Rebound brought down again on the offensive glass. Kelly Thorell is thumping the Pleasanton Bulldogs here. And the foul call underneath on John Colsheen, his second. So he has two, Kale Miller has two, and back in will be Blake Eckhout. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. 4 points from Kelly Thorell leads the way. They're all from the free throw line. John Colsheen has 6 of the 9 for Pleasanton. Driving in Sundquist. Sundquist hits the front of the rim. No good. Got his own rebound. Nice fade away from 8. And for Shane Sundquist, his first bucket. Loomis regains the lead 10-9. Puts the full court pressure on. Axman somehow keeps his balance and hustles it up the floor. Into the corner to Miller. Miller drives right baseline. Looks for some room. Got underneath. Shot no good. Matt Gray got a hand on it. Grabs the rebound. Hustles up the floor to the left wing. Skips it right side. Driving in again is Sundquist. Decides not to take the shot. And Loomis resets right corner. Asp. Back down low. There's Thorell. Left-handed turnaround jumper. No good. And a rebound brought down by Brendan Axman. And then a whistle. That's the 5th rebound for Axman. Looks like they're going to call Thorell for a push-off. After he did not grab the rebound. His first foul. 5 fouls on each team so far here in the first half. And there's a lob over the top that's not going to work. Loomis is going to steal the ball. Pleasanton's 7th turnover. Loomis has 2. Down low Thorell and another Pleasanton foul. Right now, Pleasanton is doing an overall good job, but the one thing that's really hurting them, Kelly Thorell. He is 4 of 6 at the line, and that's the 3rd foul on Cale Miller. So Cale's not going to get to play much here in this first half. And Thorell puts the first free throw up, and it's in and out. And now checking in as expected We're going to go to Anthony Hill. He comes in for Pleasanton. Second free throw at the rail. That's also in and out. And Clay Weber will grab the rebound. A lot of boards in that first quarter because we had a lot of misses. 13 and 12. And Axman trying to dribble it through the lane. They say he just stepped out of bounds. He was making a good hustle play, but stepped on the baseline. 8th turnover for the Bulldogs. 10-9, though. Loomis, low-scoring game so far. Wolves ball. Lane Asp into Gray. Sunquest is in there. So is Evan Dow and Morgan Patterson. And Sunquest, the lane's open. He lost it on the way through. Third turnover. Chance for Pleasanton. Axman to the other end. Had a defender fall down in front of him. He missed the shot. Gray rebound. Baseball pass to the other end. It's off the mark. Sunquest saves it in. And it's going to be Clay Weber down the floor. Pleasanton shot Hill. No good. Rebound brought down by Asp. A lot of action. No scoring. Sunquist. Transition jumper good. Shane Sunquist puts a little sanity back in the ball game, and Loomis up by 3 for the first time. 12-9. Pleasanton ball. Dangerous pass, but they got it down low. Matt Gray. The tomahawk block on the shot of Blake Eckhout. But Pleasanton grabs it, and it's stolen away. Here's Sunquist. 1-on-3. He forces the issue, and they're going to bail him out with a foul. Shane Sunquist was out of control, and he's going to get to shoot free throws over the deal. Foul is on Anthony Hill, his first. And 2 free throws now for Shane Sunquist, who has both buckets here in the quarter, but the free throw no good. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats of the boys' game. We'll talk with Loomis girls coach Jim Rayburn about the win at the end of the regular season. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Sunquist puts 1 of 2, 13-9, and another turnover for Pleasanton in the backcourt. Take it over to the wing. Shot by Asp, off the rim and in. And it's 15-9. So a 7-0 run to start the quarter here. Pleasanton with a couple of kids in foul trouble. It looks like it's affecting him, and they steal it away for another layup. Missed by Evan Dow, but he got his own rebound and scored. And a timeout now called by Pleasanton. Pleasanton started the game like that, turning it over, then quit doing it midway through the first quarter and got the lead. Here they turn it over on 4 straight possessions. And with 5:24 to go in the first half, it's Loomis 17, Pleasanton 9. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Clip.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Out of the timeout, Pleasanton brings the ball to 4. Quick 3, Axman, it's no good, and out of bounds it goes. Pleasanton now 1 of 8. They hit their first one from Cale Miller and have missed 7 in a row. Loomis is 0 of 5 from 3-point land. Back in the game, Josh Taylor drives the baseline, and more fouls called on Pleasanton. If they would just keep the straight up and down horizontal position, they wouldn't get the whistle, but they're always kind of taking that little slap at it. And the foul called on Caleb Eckel, his first. And 2 free throws here for Josh Taylor, and the first one is good. His first point of the ball game. So Loomis now has scored 10 in a row. They are up 18-9. And the second free throw, that's short, and the ball comes down to Colsheen for his second rebound. Gives it to Axman. Back to Colsheen against pressure. John spins. Tries to get it back to Axman. Good job there by Brendan to find the handle. Gives it off to Hill. Hill to Colsheen. Spin move on the baseline. Big fella showing some moves, but he can't finish. The rebound brought down by Evan Dow. Fast break the other way. Patterson ball. Fake shot. No good. easy offensive rebound on the backside and scooped up and in by Josh Taylor. 20-9, Loomis couldn't get this going in the first quarter, and now they're swarming defense, getting the job done here as Cole Sheen gets it in the post. Walk. It's just a snowball rolling downhill right now for Pleasanton. Turnovers, 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 turning into easy Loomis points. It is 20-9. And Loomis will put some pressure on the backcourt. They get it to Gray with Weber on the pressure. Set a screen so Gray can bring it up. I don't know why you want your 6'6 kid bringing up the ball, but that's what they did. Give it to Ask. Takes it at Cole. She elevates and scores. Lane now with four. Pleasanton again trying to throw over the top. The ball's loose. Out of bounds off Loomis. Ball got lost there for a moment. Anthony Hill couldn't find it because it was sitting on the top of his head. But right now they're missing Cale Miller, who's on the bench with three fouls. Axman, they just double him out to Weber for the three. No good. And the rebound brought down by Shane Sundquist. Up the floor he comes. Dishes it on the right wing. Three-pointer for Taylor. It's good. And now Loomis cannot miss. What a run by the Wolves. 17 in a row to put this one out of reach. And then a turnover and a foul. Man, oh man, going to the line will be Lane Ask. Coach Kavan wants to get to the locker room. And he's decided, I've got to get Cale Miller back in there, even though he's got three fouls. The second foul called on Clay Weber. And the free throw is up, and it is good by Lane Ask. And once the floodgates opened, it just flooded in here. Turnovers and points. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Asp was 6 in the quarter, 27-9, and nearly turned over again. Loomis changed up their press here a little bit, and Pleasanton has not been able to figure it out. 3:37 to go here in the first half, 27-9 Loomis, because they've scored 19 in a row. At the other end, Cole Sheen, ball fake, gets the jumper up. It's no good, might have been tipped. And it comes down to Josh Taylor. Taylor up the floor. Sundquist dishes off underneath the Correll. And now Cole Sheen called for his third block or third foul. And you can tell there's frustration. Loomis has got away with a couple of hard block shots at their end. And Pleasanton hasn't got any on their defensive end. And at the line, Correll has been there so much, they're starting to mail his board is mailed to that free throw line. This is his 10th free throw attempt of the first half. Missed the first one. Second one coming. It's on the way, and it spins around, and it will not go in. Ball brought down by Clay Weber. He sprints to the other end. Gray gets in his way, and then from behind, the shot was blocked, but a foul will be called, and that will give Clay Weber a chance to get Pleasanton on the board here in the second quarter. The foul on Josh Taylor. 3:14 to go, second quarter. Pleasanton looking for their first point, and they won't get it there. 19 points in the quarter for Loomis, none for Pleasanton. Weber's second free throw takes a little more time, and that one bounces twice. It will not go. Fight for the loose ball, and Shane Sundquist is able to corral it. Up the floor to Gray. Nobody gets in his way, and Matt will lay it up and in. 4 points for Matt Gray. Run continues, and now a hand check foul on the backcourt. Lane Asp getting a little too close that time, and Axman will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 here for Pleasanton. Brendan has not scored, does have 5 rebounds, though, for the Bulldogs. And the front end of the 1-1 here for the sophomore. Axman is in, and finally, Pleasanton gets to their 10th point. Took him 5 minutes here to do so in the second quarter. And it was a 19-0 run. Second free throw good. And it's 29-11. Making a 21-0 run. At the other end, there's a block shot by Blake Eckout. And coming out of there with it will be Pleasanton. Axman gets it across the timeline. Trying to find some room. Eckel to Weber. Swings it over to Cale Miller. Miller, Correll tried to get the charge, no call. Back out top, Weber for three, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Gray. Gray's 6'4", all the way down to the left side of the key. Kicks it out to Ask for the three. It is no good. Nobody can grab the rebound. It's going to go off of Pleasanton and out of bounds. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. 2:26 to go here in the second quarter as Morgan Patterson re-enters the game for Loomis. They're up 29-11 with a dominating second quarter so far. Gray posts up, attacks with the left hand, put it up too strong, no good. Loose ball grabbed by Blake Eck out his second board. And here comes Pleasanton with Axman, Brendan behind the back, trying to avoid that double team. Gets it to the cutter, Weber. Weber, fadeaway over Gray. It just won't go. Rebound brought down by Eckout. And then Blake, trying to get it outside, throws it away. Eckout could have went up with it, but he knew Matt Gray was going to make him eat it if he did. And so he tried to pass it out and ended up turning it over. That is the 14th turnover for Pleasanton here in the first half. Sundquist, top of the circle. Miller just kind of shadowing him out off to Patterson. Patterson's three-pointer is long, and the rebound brought down by Miller, his fourth. Kale to Axman, guarded by Taylor, pushing it up the floor, gets a couple of screens, stops at the free throw line, and swings it over to Weber. Weber to the high post. Miller can't grab it cleanly. Now tries to go up and under. Gray blocks it out of there, his third block, but Axman grabs it for the Bulldogs. Out to Weber. Weber, bounce pass in the lane through traffic. The layup is missed by Eckout. And on the rebound, we've got a jump ball. Kale Miller and Kelly Thorell. And the arrow points the way of Pleasanton. That was a beautiful bounce pass through the lane, but just couldn't finish. And that's been the story of the second quarter for Pleasanton. As they dump it into Blake Eckout. He'll get it out to Weber. Back to Eckout. He's going to cast up the three. Little short, rebound brought down by Shane Sundquist. Up the floor comes Loomis, and they'll throw it away on the outlet pass, their fifth turnover. 1:14 to go here in the second quarter. Loomis 29 and Pleasanton 11. They have outscored Pleasanton 21-9 here in the quarter. 18-foot jumper on the way. It is no good. Rebound Eckout. He'll put it back up, and how does it not go in? Eckout was already headed to the other end because it was halfway down. And the rebound by Thorell. And here comes the Loomis Wolves. Sometimes it just is not fair. Heck, that ball was touching net and it came back out. Down low, Thorell forces it. No good. Ball tapped out. Nice play by Clay Weber. Swats it all the way into the front court. Goes and gets it. But can't finish with the layup. Sundquist the rebound to Gray. Gray looking to run somebody over, does, and they're going to wave it off and call the charge. And Matt Gray with his first personal foul. You can just tell when he was coming down the floor, he wasn't passing the ball, and Pleasanton got set up and drew the charge. 30 seconds to go here in the half. Bulldog ball. Kale Miller. And now Matt Gray steps in front, steals it, says thank you very much. Swings it out to Taylor. To Patterson, forces it up, and it crawls over the rim and in. Second bucket for Morgan Patterson, 31-11. 13 seconds, Axman steps through the double team. Now he's got numbers 3-on-2, pulls up from 14, won't go. Offensive rebound by Kale Miller, and Miller will be fouled. Both teams are in the bonus, so Kale will go to the line for the 1-1. He hit a three-pointer to start the game, and that's been kind of the highlight for Pleasanton. The foul is on Kelly Thorell, his second. And Miller puts the free throw up, and it's in. It didn't want to, but it fell in there. 31-12. Second free throw up, and it is in for Kale Miller. So Miller hits them both, and the only points of the quarter are free throws. 3 seconds to go. Ball stolen away by Clay Weber, and he'll throw the ball into the Loomis crowd here on the stage at Loomis High School. So, a huge start to the second quarter by Loomis has determined our score. A 19-0, make it a 21-0 run. I kept saying 19, but it was a 21-0 run to start the second quarter. And Loomis is up 18, 31-13 here at the half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits. Stay with us.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Loomis High School. I want to say thanks to Athletic Director Cole Carraher and the fine folks here at Loomis, as always, for their hospitality. It's time for the Misco's or the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Loomis 31, Pleasanton 13 in the boys' game, a game that was 9-8 after one. That was not the case in the girls' game tonight, where Loomis, as expected, had no problem with Pleasanton. Maybe not as easy as it ended up being, 72-16. Everybody got in the ball game. Everybody did something, but that's what happens when the number one team in the conference plays the number 10 team. And Coach Jim Rayburn joins us here at the half. And Coach, congratulations on running the table again this year against your conference foes.
Thank you, Doug. That's 2 years in a row we've done that now. If we just can find a way to win in the conference circuit, but now life would be good.
Well, what is the deal? I know you wish you had the answer. I joked with the coaches a couple of times. I even told you that. If it doesn't say tournament after it, holiday tournament, conference tournament, sub-district tournament, you guys are unbeatable. But there's something about those tournament games that just haven't been kind to you.
That's true. I've got to get that figured out. We were figuring out before the game, and we're 41-14 in the 3 years we've been here, but we're 2-6 and in conference and districts, and that's something that obviously we got to get figured out like by Tuesday.
Well, I look at this game, and there's a couple other teams that kind of reminded me of your ball club here tonight. You had a ton of rebounds. The reason you had a ton of rebounds is because you kept rebounding your offensive misses. You forced Pleasanton, especially in that first quarter, into a lot of turnovers that you really didn't convert. Has that been a problem?
It has. The last 4 or 5 games, we've missed a lot of what we call bunnies, the inside shots that really need to go. And the biggest part for our problem is we hit the board so hard, so we get over the back calls, and then we're in foul trouble. So that's definitely what I got to take out of tonight. You know, we've got to get cleaned up before Tuesday again.
One thing that gets a little confidence back in your favor is that the team that beat you in the conference tournament, Eustis Farnham, you play them right away again on Tuesday. It's another close game. This time you're able to put them away. What was the difference?
Well, we just made plays down the stretch this time. In the conference tournament, we had a 15-point lead, and I don't know if we got lax or a combination of them getting hot and hitting some crucial shots that we didn't. And down the stretch on Tuesday, we made the plays this week.
Well, unless there's an incredible upset, you're going to get to see them again in the first round of the sub-districts on Tuesday.
Yep, it's out. It's an official deal. We got them on Tuesday night at 5:45.
So going to have some third meeting I guess Eustis Farnham will have a little confidence. Do you even say anything to the girls? You just say, this is a new season. We don't even address about the postseason. We just need to play like we've been playing most of the year.
Well, that's what we need to do. We've been practicing the last couple of days on some things we got to clean up for that game and for districts next week. But I hope we gain a lot of confidence out of tonight and out around a victory on Tuesday, and we can go and take care of business on Tuesday, I hope.
Well, tonight, I mean, 7 seniors on this ball club, if I counted that up right, Coach, and you got a chance to put them all into the ball game, and because it was a comfortable win, you got to bring them out one at a time and have them recognized. That's always a nice luxury to have.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what I told the girls before the game. If we can, get us a lead, I would love to bring those girls out for everything they've done for our program and let them get a little recognition, one-on-one at the end of the game, and our crowd did a great job of supporting them.
It seems, in talking to you before and listening to a couple games, watching a couple games, that different girls do different things pretty much all the time. We know that Paige and Brooke Thorell can score for you. Maskey's in there ripping the boards down, both of them. And see, everybody that came off the bench, and again, the competition, it wasn't what you see every night, but everybody got a chance to do something tonight for you.
And, you know, and that's the thing, when we are playing well, we've got four of my, actually even five of my starters. Now, Palmer's even led us in scoring a couple times, and she's gotten hot here lately. So if things are going well, we're a tough team to match up with, because I got three really good girls inside, and I got some girls from the outside that can penetrate, and once in a while we need to get hot. But our Achilles heel all year has been our outside shooting, obviously. We've made some progress, but we need to definitely get it better.
16-3, and everybody's nervous when they go into the postseason, but 16-3, and I know the coaches, are legitimately a little nervous.
Absolutely. That's our job, I think. If we were 19-0, we'd still be nervous about it, but we've had an absolutely amazing season. I don't think we beat everybody's expectations, what you could have expected, and we're still hungry. We're hoping next week's a big week for us. We're setting forth in the wild card, and hope we don't have to get all scary down the stretch and worry about that.
Well, the sub-district in your case looks tougher than the district overall, although Juanita Palisades should get through that other side. But you, Eustace Farnham, Brady, Bertrand, they've all put a thorn in your side at one point or another. It doesn't even matter who you play.
Yeah, Brady's been tough on us the last couple years. Bertrand upset us last year after we beat them by 30 in the regular season. So, you know, and maybe this is what we need. You know, maybe we need to go in knowing that every game's going to be a battle and not get overconfident, overlooked, or get overly jittery, so maybe this is exactly what we do need.
And I'll quit bringing it up as soon as you go to the district final. What do you think? Deal?
I hope so, Dougie. I hope so. That would be a great week next week.
Jimmy, always great to see you. Congratulations on a great regular season, and best of luck trying to get two wins next week.
Thank you very much, Doug. Appreciate you coming over.
Jimmy Raver, the head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves. 12 points tonight from Tori Maskey, 11 from Brooke Thorell, 9 from April Collin, 10 rebounds from Paige Thorell, 9 from Tara Maskey. And for Pleasanton, Mariah Zwiener had 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Halftime of the boys game, Loomis leads at 31-13, and we'll look at the numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Let's take a look at the first half stats of our boys' game now. First off, for Pleasanton, Cale Miller has 5 points and 6 rebounds. Blake Eckout, 4 rebounds and a block shot. Caleb Eckel, 2 rebounds. Clay Weber, 4 rebounds. Brendan Axman, 2 points, 5 rebounds. John Colsheen, 6 points and 2 rebounds plus 1 block shot. 9 points in the first quarter, only 4 and all from the free throw line in the second quarter. 13 points, 23 rebounds, 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 11 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 15 turnovers for Pleasanton. Colsheen and Miller each have 3 fouls. Now let's look at Loomis. Lane Asp has 6 points and a rebound. Josh Taylor, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Patterson, 4 points and a rebound. Kelly Thorell, 4 points, 8 rebounds. Evan Dow, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Shane Sundquist, 5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Josh Earsom, a rebound. And Matt Gray, 4 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. In the first half, 8 points in the first quarter, 23 in the second for 31 points. 27 rebounds, I believe I have figured up here, in the first half for Loomis. At the free throw line, they could be doing a little bit better, And that has been the story all season long. 8 out of 16. They are 1 of 8 from 3-point land and 6 turnovers. 31-13. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Loomis Ball and Matt Gray takes it inside to start the second half. He'll lay it over the front of the rim and score. He now has 6 points. At the other end, Axman finally breaks the drought from three-point land. And Brandon with his first bucket. Sundquist hustles back to the other end. Missed the layup. Rebound brought down by John Colsheen, his third. And Loomis does a great job of getting pressure on off missed buckets. They've done an outstanding job here as Echo will bring it in the front court. 33-16 in favor of Loomis. The only two-point buckets for Pleasanton have been inside for Colsheen. Axman tries another three. That one's going to be a little short. And Gray with another rebound. That'll be his seventh. Up the floor, Sundquist for three. It's no good. Fight for the loose ball. We've got a tie-up between Cale Miller and Kelly Thorell. And the ball, the arrow will point the way of Pleasanton. Other action going on tonight. Kearney High playing Lincoln Southwest. And we'll give you a score on that in just a moment. As Pleasanton tries to get things going here with another three-pointer, Cale Miller. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Kelly Thorell. That is 10 already in the ball game. At the baseline, here's a jumper that will not get there by Josh Earsom because he is fouled. And Earsom will go to the free throw line. 16 free throw attempts in the first half as Loomis kept getting offensive rebounds and kept taking it inside. The foul is on Cale Miller, and that is his fourth. And they severely miss him when he's not in there. The free throw no good by Earsom. And checking in is Blake Eckhout. Second free throw on the way, and that is good. So Earsom gets one of two, 34-16, and Pleasanton throws it in a bad spot. They get trapped. They throw it away. A foul to go along with it on Caleb Eckel, his second. So Pleasanton, when they take care of the ball in the backcourt, they have been even up, maybe even better than Loomis. But when they don't, it has been a disaster as Loomis has scored all most of their points off turnovers. Sundquist throws it in, has to go to the corner to Gray. Up top to Dow. Starts to penetrate, gives it to Earsom, and as Earsom takes it to the hole, he's going to be bumped by Caleb Eckel, his third foul, and the freshman just kind of slid over and made sure that he wasn't going to get a clean path to the hoop. Loomis again inbound. Thorell, right-hand corner, thinking about driving, does, puts up the right-hander, and they're going to call him for a charge. Sliding over to take the charge will be Clay Weber, and for Kelly Thorell, his third foul of the ball game. So both teams getting a little physical here in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Ball comes in the middle to Axman. Tries to make the jump pass. Again, Sundquist tips it. Again, it's stolen away, and again, it's a layup. Shane Sundquist with the tip and the layup. Now Weber brings the ball up. Baseball pass wide open at the other end. Eckhout and his layup is good. Oh, and a late, late foul at the end of the play. Blake Eckhout lays it up and in. This foul is so late that Pleasanton should get the ball. This should not be a free throw. And a timeout going to be called here by Loomis. Coach Steve Johnson doesn't want to see that happen again. 30-second timeout with 5:47 to go here in the third quarter. It's 36-18. Loomis will be right back.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Ah!
Well, we're back, and they are going to make this a three-point play for Blake Eckhout, and he's going to hit the free throw. One of those where the foul really occurred after the ball. He went through the cylinder. But nonetheless, 36-19, and Loomis will have the basketball with the lead. Up top with it is Earsom. Drives, kicks to Sundquist. Quick move to the hoop. And again, off the front of the rim. But again, Loomis gets the rebound, and Matt Gray will finish. Matt Gray with 8 points. That was the number one thing Coach Kavan told me in the pregame, is that we can't allow offensive boards. They played well with Overton, the top team in the conference, the other night in the conference tournament. Gave them all they wanted in the second half. That's because they hit the glass as Kapolsheen drives in, puts one up in traffic. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Earsom. Up ahead to Sundquist, and this time his leaner is good. And Loomis now starting to find their groove offensively, not just on steals, but starting to shoot the ball a little bit better here. As over the top, Heckel, pass stolen away. Inside, here's some layup, won't go. Rebound brought down by Clay Weber, his fifth. Clay, double team, goes back to Axman, top of the circle. It seems like to Pleasanton there must be 9 Loomis Wolves out there. They're everywhere. Axman a three, top of the key. It's sitting on the rim. It hits it 3-4 times, and it still won't go in. Earsom with the rebound to the other end. Sundquist the layup. And right now, it's Cherry Picker's Delight and a timeout by Pleasanton. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. 4:21 to go here in the third quarter. Loomis 42, Pleasanton 19. We'll be right back.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And as Pleasanton brings the ball up the floor out of the timeout, we've got a foul away from the basketball this time. Called on Loomis. And it's going to go on Shane Sundquist. That'll be his first and the team's third of the second half. Kolsheen takes 15-footer. It's short. Sundquist gets the 6th rebound for him. Up the floor, bounce pass underneath the Asp. Shot blocked by Brendan Axman out of bounds and into the Loomis cheerleaders. Halftime at Kearney. It's Lincoln Southwest 35, Kearney 29 of the boys' game, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Loomis basketball right now, having this game under control, leading it by 23. Off the pick, Matt Gray, nice job to get around Kolsheen, lays it up and in. Gray having a heck of a second half already, 6 points here in the quarter. Up the floor, Weber. Weber, bounce pass, kicked out of bounds. And again, mentioned it a couple times, Cale Weber has been in foul trouble tonight, Cale Miller, and when he's not in there, Pleasanton struggles. That is one thing you can point at. As Dow comes back in for Loomis, so does Josh Taylor. Staying in there, Patterson comes in. Sundquist and Gray stay in. Here's a three off the inbounds. Axman, right corner, buries it. Brendan Axman with his second three of the quarter. 44-22 Loomis. As Gray brings the ball up the floor, hands it to Dow. Out on the wing to Taylor, up top Patterson. Patterson, left-hand dribble, takes it at Kolsheen, puts it up over the top of him and gets it to roll in. Morgan Patterson not afraid to challenge the post players in the games we've seen this year, and he's got 6. Axman fakes the 3, skip pass over to Weber. Clay, weak side on the left wing. Dribbles to the corner, now back out top, and again tries to make a skip pass against the zone. Steal made by Sundquist. He tries, missed it, and Matt Gray with a follow jam. Matt Gray with a follow jam. Pleasanton does the right thing. They beat him back, and Cole Sheen scores. That don't matter. Steve Johnson won't be mad about that. Here's Sundquist at the other end. He spins one out, no good. Rebound, Cole Sheen. Axman to the other end. Back and forth we go, and out of bounds it finally goes to Pleasanton. Matt Gray, perfect position. You don't see that in Class D basketball, and Gray's going to come out. The Loomis fans give him an ovation and high fives in a year that hasn't had as many as the Wolves had hoped. But what a great follow dunk by Matt Gray. Three for Cole Sheen. It's off the mark. Out of bounds it goes to Loomis. 2:37 to go in the third quarter, 48-24. Loomis, 8 in the quarter, 12 in the game for Matt Gray. 6 in the quarter, 11 in the game for Sundquist. And a 17-point quarter so far for Loomis, and we still have 2.5 minutes to go. Patterson gives it off to Josh Taylor. Driving in, Earsom. He puts up the runner and scores. A lot of dribble penetration into the middle of the lane and one-hand runners. And they are scoring a lot here in the second quarter. And another turnover for Pleasanton. That'll be number 19 out of bounds at the Loomis bench. Earsom to throw it in at 50-24. Loomis going to get their 7th win. As we said, the competition all had worse records than they did after the conference tournament. A chance to get a winning streak going as Loomis dribbles it off their leg and loses it. 7th turnover. Here comes Pleasanton. Weber, right corner for the 3. Too strong. Long rebound to Patterson. He grabs it on the run and then has it knocked out of his hands by Axel. Some girls' scores from earlier tonight. Kearney, after a slow start, beat Lincoln Southwest 53-37. Ainsworth beats Gothenburg 43-37. The Arapaho girls down Bertrand 43-32. Axtell over Elwood 54-45. Centura beat Loop City 33-21. And a foul call here. More free throws for Kelly Thorell. Thorell going to the line for the 6th time tonight, but he is only 4 of 10. First foul on Blake Eckhout. And the free throw is no good. Holdridge beat the Central City girls 58-25 at the night. Giltner edged Hampton 47-45. Deschler over Blue Hill 28-22. Second free throw up and in. Thorell now. 5 points all from the line. 51-24 in favor of Loomis. Pressure's on, and there's Earsom to knock it away. Loomis wrestlers are back from their first night of action in districts. And up the floor comes Axman, kicks it out of the wing. 3-pointer on the way. He's going to be short that time from Caleb Eckel. And there's Kelly Thorell to grab another one. That's 11 rebounds. Minute and a half to go here in the quarter. 3-pointer on the way. No good by Taylor. Rebound Axman over the back called on the Wolves. And it's going to go on Morgan Patterson, his first. We'll have some more scores here for you as we scan down the schedule. Girls obviously mostly done. Boys all playing their doubleheader as Axman grabs the basketball. Back out top, he gets it to Clay Weber. Weber, left-hand dribble, pulls up on the wing from 12. It spins out. And a rebound brought down by Josh Earsom, his 4th. Earsom waits for the traffic to clear. Up ahead to Taylor. Gives it to Lane Asp, who's back in. Working it around the perimeter with a minute to go here. There's an opening, so bringing it in is going to be Taylor. And Cole Sheen gets his 2nd block. Now the ball goes out of bounds. And it goes to Pleasanton. And now we're starting to get a little chippy out there. You can hear some of the fans upset on both sides. There's a couple of plays that just went against Loomis, whether they were the right or wrong call or no call. That's debatable. But it didn't seem to be anything serious. That looked like a good block by Colsheen. At the other end, John ball fake, Earsom. Earsom got away with one. Colsheen got it back, and now he's fouled. It had been very clean, even though we may have had some fouls. It had been very clean as far as rivalry type stuff until right now. And at the line, Cole Sheen, after Lane Asp commits his 2nd foul. The first of 2 free throws by John is no good. He's got 8 points, 5 boards. Other girls' action tonight: Wood River over Donovan Trumbull 73-40. Shelton beat Harvard 44-38. They play in sub-districts next week. Free throw up and in by Cole Sheen. So 9 for John, 51-25. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Loomis with the lead. They went on a 21-0 run to start the second quarter. That's been the difference. Jump hook in the lane by Kelly Thorell. And Thorell with the bucket. And a foul up the floor called on Loomis. And let's see where this one goes. Maybe Josh Taylor with the reach in. And that'll be the sixth foul. Yeah, it's on Taylor, his second. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Pleasanton ball. Weber swings it over for a three-pointer. Caleb Echol can't get it to go. Lots of threes just not going. But Echol gets his rebound. Inside Cole Sheen forces it up. No good. Earsom wins the battle for the rebound. And then Cole Sheen snuck in and tied him up. So that'll make the arrow change, but it still stays with Loomis with 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Loomis Pleasanton. Lane Asp brings the ball up the floor. Ball gets rolled away. 6 seconds to go to Earsom. Earsom attacks. The runner good. And that'll be the end of the third quarter of play. The score, the Loomis Wolves 55, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 25. We're back with fourth quarter action in a minute here on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And we're ready to start the fourth quarter of play here on Classic Hits. It will be Pleasanton basketball. They'll start with a three from the right wing. Clay Weber, no good. They are 3 of 20 from the outside. The rebound brought down by Earsom, his sixth. Now Dow tries a three for Loomis, no good. But there again is Kelly Thorell. His offensive putback, no good. Matt Gray tries, and it is in. Matt Gray with 14 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks, as the posts are getting it done here tonight for the Loomis Wolves. As the corner jumper by Cale Miller comes up short, Gray another rebound. Up ahead, Sundquist running and gunning like the old days, and he'll lay it up and in. 13 for Sundquist. And you know that Coach Johnson is sitting over there on the bench going, this is what we expected every night this year. Maybe not to win by this much, as Axman's three is no good. But this kind of effort, rebound brought down underneath by the big fella Cole Sheen, spins, cannot get it to go. And a foul underneath as Earsom grabs his seventh rebound. 59-25 Loomis. This was 9-8 Pleasanton after one. In fact, they're going to call a foul. They call a foul on Clay Weber. 15 foul. And now up the floor. Looks like we got a push-off called on Loomis. Offensively, an illegal screen by Josh Earsom. That'll be his third foul. And Pleasanton basketball. Again, an easy win for the Loomis girls tonight, 72-16, and the boys a lot easier than I would have anticipated here this evening. But once they got that pressure going, it was turnover, layup for a long time in the second quarter, and it just takes the life out of you. Here's Miller down low. He spins, and there's Matt Gray. Ball bounces off of him and out of bounds. The SEM girls edge Overton tonight, 35-33. Can't figure out the Lady Mustangs. They beat some of the teams that can score some points, and then some nights they can't throw it in the ocean. There's Weber for three. It's no good. And another rebound for Kelly Thorell, his 13th. As the ball is saved by Earsom, back into Thorell. It was headed into the crowd. Then it's taken away by Cale Miller, and he had to try to jump over Thorell, who was on the ground. And he couldn't get up the floor, so it's going to stay with Loomis. Northwest girls knock off number one Beatrice tonight, 53-28. to 45, so they do it again. Congratulations to Northwest. Estherell's posted up. Ball fake over Miller. Got it to spin in. Kelly with a 9.9 so far. And it is 61 to 25. 6 minutes to go here. And at the other end, boy, Colsheen lowers his shoulder, runs over Therrell, and then is fouled by Gray. I think the official determined that Kelly Therrell flopped down there, so he didn't give him the call. Matt Gray with his second foul, and at the line to shoot two, John Colsheen as a team. Pleasanton is 6 of 10 at the line, Loomis 10 of 20. And the free throw by Colsheen is no good. Colsheen with 9, Axman with 8 for Pleasanton. And now checking into the ball game, Lane Ask, Josh Taylor, Morgan Patterson. Loomis is home again next Friday, so not a big senior type of deal like the girls had. They play Maxwell next week and should win that one as well. Second free throw, no good. Therrell with another rebound. Up ahead to Patterson, wanted to get the three away, couldn't, so they reverse it, Asp over to Taylor. His three is short, and the rebound brought down by Kale Miller. And he actually has 8 rebounds, even with his foul trouble. Lob to Colsheen, and a charge going to be called. That's a tough call there, too, because they'd wanted one earlier. The pass was in the air, so Colsheen went up to get it. When he came down, he landed on Therrell hard. Kelly, no problem, and Colsheen with his fourth foul. Something had to be called, and it was a good play by both those young men. Asp tries a three. Both teams cold from the outside, no good. Therrell rebound, Therrell foul. Kelly Therrell right now is like that fly that you can't get out of your car when you're driving down. He just keeps swatting it, and it keeps coming back. That is the fifth foul on Kale Miller. He will finish tonight with 5 points and 8 rebounds for the Bulldogs. Fouls out with 5:29 to go, and Caleb Eckel will come into the game. Pleasanton will be 4-13. Loomis will go to 7-11. I still don't think anybody wants to play them in the sub-districts, but we'll see. Free throw no good. One of the reasons that Loomis has struggled is their poor free throw shooting, and it's continued tonight. And checking out of the ball game, Evan Dow, and into the ball game here is Seth Eisner, a freshman. And the second free throw, Therrell, rattling around off the glass and in. Kelly Therrell, 10 points, and he's going to check out. And here comes another freshman in Colin Rodenbaugh. How about 10 points and 15 rebounds tonight for Kelly Therrell? Up the floor, Axman stops at the top of the circle, swings it over to Anthony Hill, who is in, to Weber. Weber comes down the lane. Left-handed scoop shot too strong. Ball tipped around, and Lane Asp will pick up the loose ball. And then a double dribble coming up the floor. 8th turnover for Loomis. Tomorrow, the Heartland Hoops Classic, starting at 8:30 a.m. with High Plains taking on Heartland Lutheran. And that will be followed by more basketball as Weber fires the three. It is no good. Backside rebound run down there by Hill. Underneath, they get Colsheen, and now John able to find a little help off the glass and in. 11 points for Colsheen, and it took 3 minutes again for Pleasanton to get on the board here in the fourth quarter. Loomis trying to run down the floor, overthrows everybody and turns it over. So Pleasanton will get the ball right back here. Second game tomorrow, Sutton, Grand Island Central Catholic. At the Heartland Hoops Classic, also on ESPN Radio. And then it'll be Raymond Central St. Cecilia at noon. Then we'll switch over to the Breeze, 94.5 FM at 145. Grand Island Senior High in Pius at 3:30. Donovan Trumbull and Archbishop Bergen at 5:15. Kearney Catholic plays Northwest. And if we're done with wrestling, that'll be here on Classic Hits as well, as Colsheen is fouled by Rodenbaugh. 1-1, the free throw is up. And it is in. And definitely tomorrow night here on Classic Hits at 7 o'clock, Boys Town plays Norfolk Catholic. And at 9, Omaha Central and Oak Hill Academy, the premier matchup this year. Second free throw by Colsheen is no good. And the rebound brought down by Rodenbaugh. Up the floor, trying to get it to Patterson, and it's taken away by Weber. So Pleasanton still battling. Weber brings it in, lost it. Turnover number 20 for the Bulldogs. Only the fifth here of the half, but it sure hasn't slowed down the onslaught as Patterson fires up the three. The long shot put no good. Roden by the rebound. Pack up no good. Colsheen, his seventh rebound for Pleasanton. And again, only 10 kids suited for the Bulldogs, so it's not like they can sub a whole bunch anyway. As the ball is kicked out of bounds. 4:04 to go, 62-28. Loomis, they were up 31-13 at the half. And now a three-pointer on the inbound for Hill. That's off the mark, no good. Ball fought for. Colsheen gets it, puts it back up, no good. Beisner gets his first rebound for Loomis. Outlet to Asp at the other end, no good. Beisner the follow, no good, and out of bounds to Pleasanton. And do we get a foul? I guess we do have a foul. There is going to be a foul called. Just thought Beisner was standing out of bounds when the ball hit him. And coming to the other end is going to be Brendan Axman to shoot two, because that is the 10th foul on the Loomis Wolves. So Axman with 8 points, including a couple of threes, puts the first one up and off to the right, no good. Second free throw coming up. It is strong, no good, and Rodenbaugh has his third rebound already, but another turnover to go along with it. Loomis trying to run too fast here on the outlets. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up here on Classic Hits. Final stats, coaches' interviews, and then get you on to the rest of your weekend here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Loomis. As Hill gets it over on the right wing to Axman. Axman lobs it inside Weber. Short jumper spins off, no good. Asp grabs the rebound. Up the floor, one on three. They get out of his way. The layup goes all the way around and out, no good. Rebound to Echo. And Caleb bringing the ball up the floor with Asp right on his left shoulder. Gives it off to Weber. Weber tries to dump it inside to Colsheen, and it goes off of his shoulder and out of bounds. Now checking in for the Loomis Wolves will be Jack Allen. And back in for Pleasanton will be Blake Eckout. And John Colsheen is going to check out again. Pleasanton plays again tomorrow night at Bertrand. So they get to make that trip back-to-back nights within 7 miles of each other. Here's a three-pointer, Seth Beisner, too strong. Rebound brought down by Rodenbaugh. Trying to keep his balance, he goes down. They kick it out. Here's another three on the way. That one from Allen, no good. Rebound to Eckout. Outlet pass to Axman. Axman coast-to-coast, left-hander up, and it is in, and a foul to go along with it. Good left-handed layup by Brendan Axman, who gets into double digits and gets Pleasanton to 30 here on the night. And a free throw to go along with it. The foul on Jack Allen. Still 2:50 to go here in our boys' game. 62-30 Loomis. Free throw on the way, and it is good. So a three-point play for Brendan Axman. 62-31, and Axman putting some pressure onto the backcourt. Looks like it's going to work, and Weber will pick up the loose ball, and now it is loose again. And still loose. And who's finally going to get this basketball? Well, it's going to be a foul. Boy, I think maybe all 10 players touched it during that scrum. And the foul is going to be called on Loomis, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot two free throws. No, the foul's on Pleasanton, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot two free throws. Brendan Axman with his first foul, and a 1-1 coming up for Josh Taylor. All 6 of his points back in the second quarter tonight. Free throw on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Eckout, and over the back on Colin Rodenbaugh, his third. Lincoln Southwest leading the Kearney boys after 3:55-47. They're now deep into the fourth quarter on ESPN. 14:60 and 15:50. At the line to shoot two, Blake Eckout. And the free throw is no good. Couple other scores. Again, Kearney girls beat Lincoln Southwest 53-37. Northwest beats Beatrice in girls' hoops tonight 53-45. Second free throw, no good. Rodenbaugh gets another rebound to Taylor. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound to Hill. His second here for Pleasanton to Axman. And Brendan brings it up the floor, avoids the traffic, out to Hill, top of the key three, no good. Offensive rebound, back up, and it is in. Grant Metz and Blake Eckout were down there, and I believe it was Metz that grabbed it and scored. And if it wasn't, I apologize. They were both shaded between two Loomis players. And Loomis now to the other end. Down to the low block to Beisner. Shot no good. Rodenbaugh, rebound. Back up, no good. And Pleasanton comes out of there with it. Caleb Eckel, his fifth. 2 minutes to go. 62-33 Loomis. Pleasanton ball. Axman, another three. That one's good. Brendan Axman now with 14 points in the game. 62-36 and a foul, and both teams need to quit doing that. This game is over, and you can just kind of get that sense here in the crowd. Quit making those fouls, and Ashman will now check out of the ball game, and checking in will be freshman Devin Trampy. But Josh Taylor now goes to the line to shoot another one and one. 1:45 remaining. Misco Sports postgame show coming up as the free throw is around and in. Taylor with his seventh point, 63-36. And the second free throw now for the Wolves as A.J. Mateka is in. It's on the way, and it's good. And now Taylor will check out, and coming in, Gareth Stauffer. I believe this is an all-freshman lineup on the floor right now for Loomis. So all freshmen out there for the Loomis Wolves. Pleasanton ball, jumper Hill, comes up short. Rebound brought down by Rodenbaugh. He's got seven since he came in the game here, but a travel will give the ball back over to the Bulldogs. In there for Pleasanton, Anthony Hill, along with Blake Eckhout, Caleb Eckel, Devin Trampy, Grant Mertz. Inbounds passes for three, and it's good by Anthony Hill in the left-hand corner. His first bucket of the ball game, 64-39. Loomis with a minute 25 to go. Up top with the dribble penetration is going to be Mateka. Mateka, scoop shot no good. Rebound to Grant Metz. Metz gives it over to Anthony Hill. Hill down the middle of the floor. Oh, what a charge. A.J. Mateka slid over and took the charge. Second foul on Hill. And now into the ball game, Taylor Patterson for the Wolves, and Rodenbaugh will check out. 1:13 remaining as everybody on the floor trying to get another bucket here. Next to their name, Loomis basketball, Jack Allen. Allen gives it off to Mateka against the double team, finds Patterson, fires up a long three. It's no good, and nobody can grab the loose basketball, even though Stauffer was trying to get to it. Ran out of room. Minute to go now as Pleasanton will toss it in. There comes Caleb Eckel quickly up the floor against the 2-3 zone. Bounce pass right side to Trampy. Now the reverse it. Again, another three Hill. That one is too strong. And the rebound, Beisner. Seth, his third, trying to go coast to coast. And a blocking foul will send him to the line on Caleb Eckel. Two free throws now for Seth Beisner as the freshman trying to get his name in the score column. Again tomorrow, D3 District Wrestling Finals at 2, followed by the Heartland Hoops Classic here on Classic Hits. Tuesday, the C19 sub-district from Grand Island Northwest. Minden plays Gibbon at 5:45, Kearney Catholic St. Paul at 7:30. Meisner hits the first free throw. Second free throw. Hits them both. So the freshman adds two more points to the ledger of the home team. 66-39 Wolves. Their seventh win of the season. Pleasanton up top. How about another three-point attempt? Eckel. They have taken a ton of them here in the quarter. Rebound brought down by Trampy. Trying to get it back out front. Foul called as it's taken away. I believe that is the 10th three-point attempt of the quarter and the 29th of the game for Pleasanton. And fouling out is Caleb Eckel. So checking back in is Brendan Axman. Two free throws now for Jack Allen. So just like Beisner a moment ago, he's got a chance to get his name in the scorebook. And he does, as the free throw is up, and it is in. And the second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Eckhout. He's got 7. 30 seconds to go up to Axman. Axman back out to the trailer. Hill. Hill has his pass deflected out of bounds. Back to Loomis. It was Lincoln Southwest downing the Kearney High boys tonight, 68-55. Southwest defeating Kearney. And now trying to get the ball back, Anthony Hill, and he does. Hill all the way to the other end. He got turned around and is fouled for 2 free throws, down to 13 seconds to go. Hill hit a 3-pointer earlier in this quarter. Misco Sports postgame show just moments away. Grand Island Central Catholic boys beat St. Cecilia tonight 39-36. Scottsbluff Edge McCook 60-57. Big matchup there. Silver Lake boys beat Wilcox Hildreth 46-38. First free throw no good. The second free throw is for Hill, 67-40. Final 10 seconds. Feisner has it for Loomis. Underneath for the layup. It's up and in. Garrett Stopper. And 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Axman from half court for Pleasanton. Off the front of the rim, no good. And that is the end of another rivalry game between the Loomis Wolves and the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Loomis gets the better of it tonight by a score of 69-40. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Loomis High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we get ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the final numbers for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Cale Miller, 5 points and 8 rebounds, which tied for the team high. Blake Eckhout, 3 points, 7 rebounds, and a block. Caleb Eckel had 5 rebounds. Clay Weber had 5 rebounds. Devin Trampy, a rebound. Brandon Axman led the team in scoring tonight with 14 points, and he had 6 rebounds. He also had 1 block shot. Grant Metz, 2 points, 2 rebounds. John Colchin finished with 12 points. Also tied for the team high in rebounds with 8, 2 block shots. And Anthony Hill had 4 points and 2 rebounds. 23 rebounds in the first half, 21 rebounds in the second half. Free throw shooting, Pleasanton struggled in the fourth quarter with some of their backups. They were 4 of 7 in the first half and then 5 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 11 in the first half and 4 of 18 in the second half. Turnovers for Pleasanton, 15 in the first half and 9 in the second half. For the Bulldogs, they had 13 points at halftime. They did get 27 in the second half. Pleasanton finishes with 40 points, 44 rebounds, 9 of 21 from the free throw line, 5 of 29 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 24 turnovers. Pleasanton falls to 4-13. They will play at Bertrand tomorrow, and 1 week from tonight, wrap up the regular season hosting Ansley Litchfield. We will be back and take a look at the final numbers for the Loomis Wolves right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life.
With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. For Loomis, Lane Asp, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Josh Taylor, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Patterson, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Kelly Thorell, 10 points and a game-high 15 rebounds. Evan Dowd, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Shane Sundquist, 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. Josh Earsom, 5 points, 7 rebounds. Matt Gray led the way tonight for Loomis in all categories except rebounding, and he went double digits there. He had the double-double. 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Jack Allen had 1 point. Colin Rodenbaugh had 7 rebounds. Gareth Stauffer hit a bucket, 2 points, and Seth Beisner hit 2 free throws, 2 points, and 3 rebounds in the game. 27 rebounds in the first half, and I had Loomis for 33 rebounds in the second half. I don't know that I've ever seen a team get 60 boards in one game, but that's what I have Loomis for. Free throw shooting, 8 of 16 in the first half, 8 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, and 1 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, and a total of 8 in the second half, and a lot of that when the last 4 minutes of this game were played out. Loomis had 31 points at halftime, but they are able to score 38 points in the second half, 14 there in the fourth quarter. And for Loomis, they'll finish with 69 points, 60 rebounds, 16 out of 29 at the free throw line, 2 of 18 from three-point land, 5 blocks and 14 turnovers as Loomis improves to 7-11 with a 69-40 win over Pleasanton. And we'll be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
We're back at the Misco Sports Postgame Show with Loomis head coach Steve Johnson. And Coach kind of mentioned over at the conference tournament when we saw you and the ball wouldn't go over the hole that you had a chance to get a little winning streak going, and now you've got two with Maxwell next week, and boy, did your boys hit the boards tonight. You can go to the film and email me how many you really had, but I had you for 60 rebounds, which I have never, ever, ever heard of. I've seen some girls' teams alley-oop it, get 52. I've seen some guys' teams get 48, 52, but 60 tonight, and I think once you get things going in the second quarter, it really put some fire in the boys, and in your posts, I had one of their better games of the year.
You know, going in, we looked at them. They're not real big. We thought we maybe have some advantage. You know, I don't know, 62 rebounds, probably didn't see that coming, but, you know, a lot of that was our own missed shots putting them back. But, you know, that's we're not really known for rebounding, so, you know, that's a nice stat to see.
Well, Kelly Thorell, I think he was trying to pad some of those stats in the first half. He kept getting to the free throw line because he'd keep getting offensive rebounds and missing and getting fouled, but that seemed to be kind of the start of the spark there into the second quarter was his hustle early on in this game.
You know, that's we've really stressed the last couple weeks after we got beat by Elm Creek in conference that we need to be more aggressive with the ball. We need to create things. I thought we were too passive. You know, we're standing around a lot, and, you know, it showed. And I think the last couple games we've been a lot more aggressive. We're attacking better, and, you know, it's It's a lot better. It's a lot more fun to play that way.
Did you have to change your press up at all after the first quarter?
Not really. You know, we run a couple different looks out of it, but, you know, I guess we don't have a lot of rules to it. We just say, go get the ball, and, you know, we're going to give up layups. We know that, but, you know, we try to wear them down, too, and I thought we did there. You know, especially in that second quarter, it looked like they had some tired legs when they were trying to shoot, and you could see it on their shots.
Yeah, they, for Pleasanton, they just don't have any depth for the first time, really, that you could ever remember, and that's because right now they're one of the smallest schools out there in D2. And then they got a couple kids in foul trouble, and I thought when Cale Miller got in foul trouble, had to sit on the bench, that's when you could really see that your press took over.
Yeah, you know, exactly. They don't have a lot of depth, and, you know, we spot our players in to give breaks every now and then. I try to keep them as fresh as we can, and, you know, that probably was a big difference there at the end of the first half.
You don't want to give up layups, but I think there was one tonight that you'll go ahead and give up because it caught me off guard with a great follow jam by Matt Gray, and then Cole Sheen, Pleasanton didn't put their heads down. They just hustled it to the other end. But tell you what, you know, and coaches keep telling me, and you've been telling me over the years, these kids have that potential. It just hasn't clicked for you this year, and we saw a lot of things click tonight.
You know, that's exactly right. We've been waiting for a night like this. You know, Josh is still struggling to get back, but he looks better and better every game. Looks more full speed. He's getting some of that quickness back. You know we have the potential to do it. It's just, you know, it's taking us a while to get here.
I know you've got Bertrand's been state rated, and I mentioned it at the conference tournament. I don't think anybody wants to ever see Loomis on their side of the bracket. What can you be? Can you continue on to be a scary team and be the team that pulls some upsets in a couple of weeks?
You know, I'd like to think so. The worst part is, you know, we're going to get dropped down into the bunny bracket game. We're going to be forced, you know, if we're fortunate enough to win the first night, win the next night, you know, we're looking at probably three games that week. You know, I guess we'll see what we're made of. You know, we got to go one at a time. You know, I just think if we play like this, if we can keep consistent effort like this, you know, I think we are a team to be, you know, looked at that, you know, could eventually meet some of our goals that we had at the beginning of the year.
I have to put Rodenbaugh in there. That freshman's kind of a rock in there. He just got a little bit of time, but he was one of the reasons you got a bunch of boards tonight, too.
Yeah, you know, he's a big, strong kid. You know, it's nice to get it. You know, he plays a little bit, still got a ways to go, but he's getting better every week.
Well, you got some freshmen that want to get things going for this group. You do have another home game next week, so as we said, it wasn't like the girls. You didn't have to go through that last home game type of deal, but Maxwell next week. Coach will wish you the best of luck and great performance tonight.
All right, thanks, Douglas.
Take care, buddy. Steve Johnson, Loomis head coach. They win it tonight 69-40, balanced 14 points, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks for Matt Gray, 13 points for Shane Sundquist, Kelly Thorell, 10 points, 15 rebounds. Pleasanton was led by Brendan Axman with 14, 12 points, 8 boards for John Colsheen. Did expect the kind of girls game that we got tonight. Loomis won it 72-16. Everybody got in the act. 12 for Tori Maskey, 11 for Brooke Thorell. Paige Thorell and Tara Maskey combined for 19 rebounds. Mariah Zwiener, 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 blocks for the Pleasanton girls. So the girls are on their way to sub-districts next week. The boys still have some games. Loomis hosting Maxwell next Saturday. Pleasanton at Bertrand tomorrow, Friday for that Maxwell game. Pleasanton at Bertrand tomorrow, and then host Ansley Litchfield next Friday. A couple of boys' games that have come in here. Ansley Litchfield did beat Anselmo Myrna tonight, but only by 2, 49-47. Also tonight, Ainsworth beat Gothenburg 58-55. Cambridge over Alma 44-36. The Deschler boys edge Blue Hill 44-43. Central Catholic over St. Cecilia 39-36. Loup City beat Centura 58-39. Scottsbluff over McCook 60-57. And Silver Lake beat Wilcox Hildreth 46-38. The Lincoln Southwest boys beat Kearney 68-55. Kearney won the girls game 53-37. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. The D3 District Wrestling Tournament tomorrow at 2, and Heartland Hoops Classic all day. ESPN, The Breeze 94.5, and here on Classic Hit from Grand Island. Best of luck to these teams as they get into the postseason. And for our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Dudig. In the final score of the boys' game, Loomis 69, Pleasanton 40. Good night from Loomis.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Town and Country Bank is truly...